Now, last week, Margaret was looking at the Queen of Crime, an authoress who was really big news in her day. And this week, you're going to be looking at another Essex author, I believe.
Yes, I am. This time, a male author. And this time, it's a gentleman with the wonderful name of Henry de Vere Stackpole.
Good grief, where do these names come from? I don't find many Stackpoles around now.
I make them up.
No, he
did exist. He was an Irishman, actually, right. Irish by birth. Ends up, yes, very much in Essex. I don't know whether he bought it or rented it, but ended up living in a small cottage in Stebbing.
Right.
In Essex. Now, he wrote a book, and I'm going to confess I have never read this book,
right.
Called The Blue Lagoon. He wrote, this wasn't his only book, but it is the one that he's always remembered for. And apparently, I'm reliably informed, it was turned into a film at least three times.
Well,
never seen it. I should be ashamed of myself.
Not at all.
But yes, popular in his day, and his famous friend, also Essex-based, was none other than H.G. Wells.
Oh.
Because H.G. Wells spent a period of time living and working in Essex in a house on the estate of the Countess of Warwick, just outside Dunmo at Little Easton. Wells came here, I think, to get some peace and quiet for writing. But he was renting this property from Daisy Warwick, the Countess of Warwick. And of course, Daisy Warwick, being at the time going through her socialist period, very soon converts H.G. Wells to the cause, and he's going to collaborate with her on a book. Whether Henry de Vere Stackpole got involved in this book on socialism, I don't know. There is no record that he did, but we know he was a great friend of H.G. Wells, and H.G. Wells was certainly involved. The book, incidentally, Scott, came to nothing.
Right.
Because H.G. Wells and the Countess of Warwick had a pretty major falling out.
Oh dear, right.
So there we are. But it's interesting that these two authors were great friends.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Scott.